anticipation here?
Well, for me, this is the build-up to the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. This past weekend, we had Clown College, and we trained all of our new clowns for the Macy's Parade. And last week before that, we tested our new balloons for the parade. But today's a special day. Today, we get to see all the new floats that are going to debut in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. And today, we're in our parade studio. We're going to have 500 kids from all around the neighborhood that are going to come in and see our brand new floats come to life this year.
And when you see their faces, that's got to be great, right? I mean, just they don't have to say anything. Their jaws drop, right?
Well, the ultimate litmus test to find out if we've done a really good job with the Macy's Parade floats is seeing the look on the kids' face. And when they come streaming into the parade studio, immediately they start to beam. And when I see those smiles spread across their face, and it happens in mass, it's really quite incredible.
So all of these are in here are new this year, then? All of these are new?
Yes. What we're showing today here at the studio are all the new floats that are going to debut, and they're going to join their rightful place on the street. And we're going to go from the Upper West Side of Manhattan straight down to Macy's on 34th Street. We've got 27 incredible floats in the parade, and we've got 5 new ones here today.
Can you talk a little bit, I guess maybe not about each one, but just a little bit, I guess, about each one. We can start with the with Goldilocks, I guess, if you want to.
Sure, Goldilocks, teaching girls the power behind science, technology, engineering, and math. And this float that we're going to have in the parade this year is in three different parts, and it's totally kid-powered. The parachutes are going to move up and down by sheer kid power. Things are going to spin, bubbles are going to burst, and it's all going to be 100% kid-powered.
I'm ready.
You're ready. And, you know, another fan favorite this year is going to be the Cracker Jacks float. Not only is that float in the parade, but anybody who comes to the parade this year, and we have about 3.5 million people that are going to line the parade route, they're going to have a shot of being on the Cracker Jacks float because we've got cameras positioned on both sides of the float and a huge 65-foot screen. So if those cameras get you, you've got a shot of being on the big screen, the Jumbotron of the Cracker Jack float, and you're going to get to star on that float just the way you would in a ballpark.
So no pressure. There's like hundreds of millions of people watching you.
No. They're all gonna get their shot. They're all gonna get their shot, and they're gonna appear on that big screen.
My favorite, I have to say already, is the pirate booty here. This is amazing detail, and it's just very cool.
This pirate ship with pirate booty really is fantastic. It's got everything that will make kids squeal, including Crunchy the One-Eyed Parrot, who's going to be right on top in the crow's nest. You've never seen a parrot in a crow's nest.
The detail, though, like I said, just to repeat, it's amazing. I mean, when you watch it on TV, it's amazing, but when you're standing next to this and looking at this, it's like, wow. You
know? Yeah, well, we urge everybody to come out to see the parade live because there are the details that you're only going to get to see right as the parade slowly make their way down the streets of New York. And you're right, on both sides of the street and on both sides of the float, you get to see all the intimate details that come to life from the magicians of the parade studio. And the Pirate Booty float is a perfect example of that. The bursting waves, you've got the treasure chest just overflowing with treasure, as it should be, and it's beautiful. It really is beautiful. And then the costumes that go with each one of the floats are built and designed specifically for the floats themselves.
Real quick, the others that we didn't mention, just if you can summarize those.
Sure. Dora the Explorer has grown up, and now Dora and her friends are going to be part of the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. They live on Playa Verde, and all of their fantasies come to life on that island. And we also have a gorgeous float representing the fine country of China. And this float has all the different elements that are unique to China. We've got the dragons that everybody knows. Beijing is very well represented with the Temple of Heaven. And, of course, you can't have a China float without the Great Wall of China that envelops the whole float itself.
Dora is a huge favorite, though, isn't it?
Dora,
and Dora's growing up, and it's got a bigger audience now even, right?
Dora is growing up with us. We love that. Dora has been a balloon in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade for many years, and her whole new persona is she and her friends are going to be on the float, and this year they'll be able to wave to about 3.5 million people lining the parade route and another mere 50 million on television.
So all systems go, right? You know, obviously the weather you can't predict, but otherwise, good.
We are ready to go. You know, if somebody asked me today, as you are you prepared for the 27th? The answer unequivocally is yes. Mm-hmm. We've got the best of America's high school marching bands. We've got 16 giant balloons, 27 floats. We'll have about 1,000 clowns and equal amount of balloon handlers. Everything that we have in line for this Thanksgiving is really going to be off the charts fantastic.
When people think of Thanksgiving in this country, this parade is number one. I mean, you know, I know there's people who watch football, but this is it. I mean, this is what people either come to or want to see, right?
Yeah, there's no doubt that this parade is not just a march through New York. It's a march through people's lives. Mm-hmm. And it is a huge part of generation after generation that have not only come out to see it, but to be a part of it. And I get hundreds of letters every year about that specifically, you know, whether it's they've grown up with it, they've never gotten to be here, they watched it live on their father's shoulders, or it's part of their bucket list to either be in it or just to see it.
Right.
This parade spans many generations, and I think all of us that work on the parade certainly understand that it's our job to pass it to the next generation as it's been passed to us previously.
I don't know if you want anything else. Last thing I was going to ask was, you have butterflies standing here with this? You must, right? I mean,
I don't have butterflies. You know, I don't know if it's good luck or bad luck not to be nervous, but I'm just more excited to see all of this come together. We start working on the parade well ahead of a year, really. We've got elements for next year already under mm-hmm. works. But all of the floats and the balloons that you see that come to life in the Macy's Parade start out as a very simple sketch. So a day like today, where you see and remember what was sketch form being here 35 feet tall or 60 feet long, and know that in a week's time it's going to come out of the studio where we intimately get to enjoy it, and a small group of us got to see these things come to life. To be able to share this with the American public is really awe-inspiring, and all of us at Macy's studio are very excited.
Yes, I mean, this is a huge undertaking.
Yeah, you know, well, each part of the float takes very specific design elements, and it starts out, like I said, with an artist and a sketch. We have very well-practiced engineers that work on all of these floats, because although they are in fact 35 feet tall and incredibly wide, they all have to fold up into boxes and fit through the Lincoln Tunnel.
Right.
So there's engineers involved, there's painters, we're working with metal, we're working with fabricators who are carving, hand carving everything out of foam and then hard coating. It takes everybody from the parade studio to bring a float to life, and everybody's fingerprints are on it. And you would see that with any float or any balloon or really any element in the parade. And it doesn't stop with the float, because we've got tons of costumes. We dress over 2,000 people for the parade, whether you're a balloon handler or a float escort or one of the kids lucky enough to be on one of these floats. We have about 300 kids that are all dressed in beautiful costume that get to be part of the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, a privileged place to be.
I want to say congratulations again. Another job well done. You know, we're happy always to be there and be a part of this. So congratulations again. Great stuff.
Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving. It's going to be a magnificent one for sure.